KNSS FM HD1 Clearwater. KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Always live on the Free Odyssey app. This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, a clear sky now and 46 degrees. Vice President Harris details her economic plans during a Fox News exclusive interview.
The vice president telling Fox's Brett Baer on special report.
I'm offering a plan to deal with affordable housing. I'm offering a plan to deal with what we need to do to strengthen small businesses, which are the backbone of America's economy. I am offering a plan that is about taking care of young parents and giving them the support they need.
Stressing she knows the immigration system needs to be fixed.
It is a priority for us as a nation and for the American people.
Detailing her career prosecuting cartels and transnational criminal networks and saying she wants to be very clear that her presidency would not be a continuation of President Biden's. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Former President Trump focused on safety at an all-women town hall in Georgia with Fox News anchor Harris Faulkner.
Former President Trump told female voters in Cummings, Georgia, the Border Patrol has endorsed him.
Law enforcement's with me 100%, and we have to keep our community safe.
He was asked by one grandmother what he'll do to keep transgender women and girls out of female sports.
Do you go to the sports leagues? Do you go to the Olympic
Council? You just ban it. The president bans it.
He promised one mother that he'd end so-called sanctuary cities.
I'll have to do it with an executive order. You can do it with the Aliens Act of 1798. We can do things in terms of moving people out.
He confirmed his belief that a bigger problem than foreign adversaries is what he called the enemy within, namely Democrats who label him a threat.
They're the threat to democracy.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Wichita police are looking into two separate shootings within hours of each other Tuesday afternoon. Officers were sent to Ascension Via Christi St. Francis Hospital, where a 21-year-old man arrived with a gunshot wound. That investigation led the officers to the 100 block of South Fern, where the shooting took place. A short time later, officers were called back to the hospital after a 25-year-old man arrived with a gunshot wound. Police say both investigations are ongoing.
Sedgwick County will remodel the first and second floors of the main courthouse annex to make room for several departments.
Phase one of the project will remodel the first floor, which will house the Sheriff's Offender Registration Unit. That department is currently at the Harry Street Mall, but their lease expires at the end of the year. Phase two will remodel the second floor and will house pretrial services, drug court, and veterans treatment court. Chairman Ryan Beatty appreciated the efforts of the staff to work through the moving challenges.
I would just publicly say that I know that when we lost the lease at Harry Street Mall, moving all these different departments and programming and everything, I know it's been scramble mode for many of you in your department and for Tanya and for a lot of people. So we just appreciate the work.
In all, the project will cost nearly $3 million and will be completed over the next 2 years. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And the county says bringing these programs to the main courthouse will allow better operational efficiency, will consolidate adult programs to downtown, and save money by not leasing space.
A Nevada man who was arrested over the weekend with guns at a security checkpoint outside a Donald Trump rally is suing the local sheriff.
Vim Miller of Las Vegas was near the former president's rally in Coachella, California, when he was stopped by Riverside County deputies. Those deputies say they spotted him driving an SUV with a homemade license plate. And Sheriff Chad Bianco said they found guns, ammo, and several fake passports in Miller's vehicle. Miller was busted and released on $5,000 bail, but now he's suing, accusing the sheriff of falsely characterizing his arrest as a thwarted assassination attempt. Miller says Bianco lied about the passports and created a narrative so the sheriff could look like a hero who saved Trump. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
KNSS News Time now, 6:07. At Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the board approved an application for a federal Department of Justice grant. If awarded, the city of Wichita and the county would evenly split the roughly $386,000 grant. The county's portion would fund technology upgrades to the sheriff's office, the Regional Forensic Science Center, corrections, courthouse, police, and the DA's office.
President Biden remembered a matriarch of one of America's signature political families at a memorial yesterday in the nation's capital.
President Biden, along with former Presidents Obama and Clinton, paid tribute to Ethel Kennedy.
Ethel was always there for so many people, and she played an essential role in my life as well.
The president said she was there for him after the tragic accident years ago that killed his first wife and daughter. When the president's son, Beau Biden, died of cancer, he let the Kennedy children know he was grateful because...
Your mom was there then, too.
Ethel Kennedy was the wife of Robert Kennedy Sr. She died earlier this month at 96. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A new report shows a disturbing trend in the number of cyber attacks.
Microsoft claims each day users of its products around the world are subjected to 600 million cyber threats. The figure is a key finding in Microsoft's Digital Defense Report for 2024, which says most of the culprits are nation-state actors seeking financial gain. But they've also been focusing on educational institutions, socially engineering victims into giving over login credentials. Cyber defense, though, is becoming more robust, using artificial intelligence to learn about and outwit the attackers. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A deer poaching investigation leads to the arrest of four people in Wisconsin.
A 36-year-old woman and three 16-year-old boys are facing a host of charges. They're suspected of shooting or killing more than 100 deer in 2023 across three Wisconsin counties and producing video clips documenting the mass slaughter. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office says the four mowed down deer on roadways while shooting others and severing the heads of bucks with large antlers. Investigators say other animals, including geese, raccoons, possums, and turtles, were harassed. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 610, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
In a traffic update here on your Thursday morning commute, we look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. I'm looking at the one at Kellogg and Rock, and we have a situation just to the north of there. We've got a water main break in the 300 block of North Rock Road at the Olive Garden there. There's a water main break at the Olive Garden there at the... just south of Central and Rock. So we got utility crews there. And we just, in the last few seconds, got the report of a shooting south of Derby in the 100 block of East La Mesa Street. That is to the north of 95th South and K-15. The report of a shooting 100 block of East La Mesa Street in South Derby. And that is a traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
More sunshine for your Thursday. Not as cold this morning, but we'll still likely need the jackets to fight off that fall chill. High 71 degrees, a little bit warmer and milder during the afternoon. A strong south wind, though, picking back up to 15 to 30 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And we have a clear sky now. South wind gusting to 21 miles per hour. 42 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted of the Morning, now 611. What was the address on that shooting again?
100 East La Mesa Street in La Mesa, just south of Derby.
Okay. And that call just coming out, huh?
Just came out in the last few seconds. So we'll see a lot of police heading to that location.
You betcha. Shares have turned mostly lower in Asia after U.S. stocks rose following better-than-expected profit reports yesterday. The Dow closing up 337 points. The NASDAQ up 51. The S&P up 27. So another positive close on Wall Street yesterday. Today is Thursday, October 17th, 2024. This is Steve and Ted Show number 6784. 6784, beginning in January of 1998. And we fully plan to be here for number 85, that'll be tomorrow. We'll be here. We had a sunny, breezy, kind of a cool autumn day across South Central Kansas Wednesday. High temperature in Wichita was 64 degrees. Normal high for the date, 71. Got out a while ago and went over to the Quick Trip store nearby, Ted. It just struck me, it's chilly out here. It's 42 degrees, but it felt like it was about 22 to me. I don't know. Maybe it's, I'm just getting older. What do you think?
No, some of that. I know what you mean, though. Well, when you make that transition from hot to cold, it makes it seem even colder.
As quickly as we have. By the way, there is a full moon. I've been watching
it. Yeah, that moon's bright.
Yeah.
I watched it rise last night. I took a walk at dusk.
Was it big?
Yeah.
It's a super moon. They call them a super moon. And it's beautiful. Yeah. Good to see that out there. On this date in 1989, an earthquake measuring 6.9 in magnitude struck Northern California. It killed 63 people, caused $10 billion worth of damage. Game 3 of the World Series was canceled as the Loma Prieta earthquake struck Northern California just 30 minutes before that game was scheduled to begin at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. The game would eventually be played 10 days later. You remember that, Ted?
I certainly do. I remember it very well.
Had to postpone the World Series for a while.
I was working in the sports department at the Wichita Eagles.
Oh, right.
When that news came out.
You probably just started about that time.
Yeah, I was. I'm just starting in the business.
Okay. Breaking news there. RTX Corporation, the defense contractor formerly known as Raytheon, has agreed to pay more than $950 million to resolve allegations that it defrauded the government and paid bribes to secure business with Qatar. Company entered into deferred prosecution agreements in separate cases in federal court in Brooklyn and Boston, agreed to hire independent monitors to oversee compliance with anti-corruption and anti-fraud laws, and must show good conduct for the next 3 years. RTX, formerly known as Raytheon. Okay. And NOAA, that's the atmospheric, the weather people, Climate Prediction Center for NOAA reporting that there is a 60% chance that a weak La Nina will develop this autumn and could last until March. La Nina is part of a natural climate cycle that can cause extreme weather across the planet. Northern parts of South America, this is over the next year, northern parts of South America could see more rain than usual. Southern regions of the U.S. and parts of Mexico could be drier than average. We already are. And the northern tier of the U.S. and southern Canada could be wetter than average. So up around the North Dakota, South Dakota. That's a prediction from the folks at NOAA, Climate Prediction Center. All right. Well, the weather's been kind of nice the last few days, to tell you the truth. I did not get out for a walk yesterday. I don't know if you did. I wanted to, but the schedule would not permit that. Shelly and I had things to do, and I just couldn't get out there. So
yeah, I took a walk at dusk last night.
Well, then
watched the moon rise.
Probably be pretty nice. You probably had to wear a sweater, though, to get out there.
I was wearing a sweatshirt.
Dress
as I am right now.
Dress appropriately. There is a little nip in the air this morning again. 42 degrees right now with a wind gusting up to 21 miles per hour. It will feel like it's about 32. All right, let's go ahead and take a first look at the sports this morning. Lead off sports with Ted Woodward here on KNSS.
All right, we'll get the NFL week started tonight with Thursday Night Football. It's in the Superdome in New Orleans. The Saints hosting the Denver Broncos. Broncos are favored by a field goal on the road because the Saints, remember that the Saints started out 2-0 and they were scoring about 48 points a game? Well, now they've lost four in a row since then. Now they can't win.
Wow.
So we'll see what's going on tonight between the Broncos and the Saints. Live coverage of Thursday Night Football at 6:30 this evening. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And we will have some more pro football news coming up shortly. All right, college volleyball last night. McPherson is now ranked number 20 in the nation. And they win again. One on the road at Bethany, a sweep. 3-0. The McPherson college volleyball team. 9 wins in a row. Now 20-5 on the season. Ranked number 20 in the nation. Let's take a look at college men's soccer. Cowley College is ranked number 7 in the nation, and they won on the road at Coffeyville 3-0. Coffeyville men now 10-1-2 on the season, undefeated on the road, unbeaten in their last 4 games, and they are unbeaten in the Jayhawk Conference atop the standings, 8-0-2. How about that? Cowley men's soccer team ranked number 7 in the nation. Major League Baseball in the playoffs for the National League pennant. Game 3 of the best of 7 in New York last night. The Mets hosting the top team in the bigs, the Los Angeles Dodgers. It was a blowout. Dodgers win it 8-0. Coming out of the bullpen for the Dodgers, Wichita native Blake Treinen throwing a scoreless seventh inning with two strikeouts. He threw 11 pitches. 10 of them were strikes. Pounding the strike zone for the Wichita native Blake Treinen. The Dodgers are up on the Mets 2-1 in that best of seven for the National League pennant. National Hockey League action last night in Toronto. The Maple Leafs beat the Los Angeles Kings 6-2. Three wins in a row for the Maple Leafs right now. 2-0 at home. 19,000 fans at the game last night in Toronto. And it was a big night, especially big first period for Maple Leafs forward Bobby McMahon. The former Wichita Thunder player had two goals in the first period. As the Maple Leafs were on their way to a 6-2 win over the Kings. Big night. Two goals for Bobby McMahon, the former Thunder player, now with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Happy birthday today to former Shocker basketball star P.J. Cousinard is 40 years old today.
Oh, man.
In his sophomore season with the Shockers, of course, they went to the Sweet 16 back in 2006. During his four-year career with the Shockers, P.J. Cousinard averaged 10 points and 5 rebounds a game for his career, coming here from the Houston area. Happy birthday to the former Shocker. Good player, good guy. P.J. Cousinard, it's his birthday. He is 40 years old today. And a happy birthday to Joshua Williams. Interesting guy. He's 25 years old. He's a defensive back, plays on corner for the Kansas City Chiefs on defense. And boy, he got drafted at just the right time by the Chiefs out of Fayetteville State, fourth round pick. And he has got two Super Bowl rings. And of course, the last two. And he had a big interception in the playoffs for the AFC Championship game back in 2022 against the Cincinnati Bengals. It pretty much sealed the deal and got the Chiefs to that Super Bowl 2 years
Fayetteville
ago.
State?
Fayetteville State, yeah, the Chiefs.
Well, they got 300 people going
find
to
find a guy
there?
Out of Fayetteville State.
Man, that's
got two
deep.
Super Bowl rings, yep.
Yeah.
And it plays great defense for him on the corner.
Great player.
Didn't get a ton of headlines, but
man.
He's come up big at times. Happy birthday to Joshua Williams. He is 25 years old today. And speaking of the Chiefs and big games, boy, one of the big ones was 30 years ago on this night. Monday Night Football at Mile High Stadium in Denver. The Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs. Montana versus Elway.
Whoa. Yeah.
That was huge. Two future Hall of Fame quarterbacks going at each other. It was Montana's last season in the NFL. This game was back and forth. It came right down to the very end, and it's still ranked as one of the arguably one of the best Monday Night Football games ever played in the history of the league.
He throws to the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown by Davis.
What?
Willie Davis. Great. Unbelievable.
Effort by Willie Davis. Lord, you can take me now. I've seen it all.
Ben Smith with the coverage. Davis makes a great catch. Just gets into the end zone. The throw is right there. Amazing.
Did this lift up to the billing?
All right.
Elway doing his thing. Montana coming back doing his.
I
and Willie Davis with one of the great efforts you'll ever see by a receiver.
Again, what killed Denver was their lack of a pass rush. That is as sweet a catch as you will see.
There you go. That was Montana leading the Chiefs to that victory in Denver against Elway on Monday Night Football. That was 30 years ago on this night.
Was the clock gone at that point?
It was very late in the game. It wasn't over, but it was within the last few ticks. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was pretty good stuff.
Exciting.
Yeah. That was 30 years ago on this night.
I believe the Chiefs are going to play Sunday again, right?
Yes, after a week off.
Yeah.
The Chiefs and the 49ers on Sunday afternoon. You can hear that game right here on KNSS. And, of course, we'll have our weekly Thursday morning feature, The Minute with Mitch, in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Exactly 2 hours from right now. Our Minute with Mitch, preview that game, coming up. All right, that is Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Coming up, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. America's diet is out of whack. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 on this Thursday morning. The water level at Cheney Lake continues to fall. It's dropped another 6 inches in the last month. And the city of Wichita says it would take nearly 26 billion gallons to refill it. To illustrate, the needed water would fill roughly 236 Century 2 buildings. On a Facebook post, the city says it's crucial that we continue to find ways to conserve during the drought. Wichita moved to stage 2 of its drought response plan August 5th.
One of the suspects accused in the deaths of two Southwest Kansas women has waived her right to a preliminary hearing. A judge in Oklahoma approved a motion to waive the preliminary hearing of 44-year-old Cora Twombly. She also waived her right to a speedy trial. Twombly is one of four suspects arrested back in April in connection to the murders of Julian Kelly and Veronica Butler. Paul Grice, a fifth suspect, was arrested a week and a half later. He waived his right to a preliminary hearing last month.
A former Mexican Secretary of Public Security, believed to be one of America's greatest allies in the war on drug cartels, is headed to an American prison.
Genaro Garcia Luna was once known as the architect of Mexico's battle against the drug cartels. But he was convicted last year by a New York jury of taking millions of dollars in bribes to protect the Sinaloa cartel that he was supposedly combating. He's been sentenced to 38 years in a U.S. prison. American prosecutors charge that in return for all that money, he gave the cartels intel about investigations against them, as well as safe passage of over 2 million pounds of drugs into the U.S. Garcia Luna's lawyer is planning an appeal. Jill Nato, Fox News.
New York City overrules its own sanctuary policy by handing over a migrant teen convicted in an attack on police to Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
One of several Venezuelan migrants who, cops say, got into a street brawl with two of New York's finest is now in the custody of immigration authorities. The NYPD honoring a detainer request which violates New York's own sanctuary city policy. The 19-year-old was released from local custody into the waiting arms of federal officers and is now facing deportation. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
When reflecting on World War II history, the names of soldiers who fought on the front lines are immortalized in monuments and memorials across our nation. Yet there were contributions made by countless others who served with equal dedication and courage in supporting roles that are not that are often overlooked.
One such unsung hero is Dolly Bossler, a yeoman first class of the United States Coast Guard during World War II. Her story is a testament to the vital role women played in the war effort. In 1942, President Roosevelt signed the law that created the Women's Reserve of the U.S. Coast Guard, known as SPARS. Bossler's official duty revolved around the handling of classified information, maintaining service records, processing reports, and managing administrative tasks essential to the functioning of the Coast Guard. 81 years after her enlistment, a group of active duty Coast Guard women from District 5 had the honor of meeting and speaking with her. During the visit, she was presented with commemorative coins, patches, and a blanket as a symbol of appreciation for her service, not only from those in attendance, but on behalf of all women in the service. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with Ronnell Williams.
More sunshine for your Thursday. Not as cold this morning, but we'll still likely need the jackets to fight off that fall chill. High 71 degrees, a little bit warmer and milder during the afternoon. A strong south wind, though, picking back up to 15 to 30 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now clear sky, south wind gusting to 21 miles per hour, 42 degrees. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning on October 17th. I'm counting 13 days until the big one, the Halloween, the one with the jack-o'-lanterns, the witches and all that. Yeah, come up about 13 days from now. On this date, the 17th of October, 1931, mobster Al Capone was convicted in Chicago of income tax evasion. He would be sentenced to 11 years in prison. From what we know of Al Capone, he was running rackets, doing all kinds of things in Chicago, making a ton of money. But they got him on income tax evasion, of course. And there's the story of the Untouchables and Elliot Ness and It's quite a story. I did read a book on Elliot Ness. I don't guess it was last year or the year before. Interesting man. Not much like he was portrayed. He was a pretty ambitious fellow. And he was interesting. There's no doubt about it. Chicago at that time was, too.
I've been to his gravesite.
Elliot Ness?
Yeah.
Where is it?
In Cleveland.
Yeah, that's where he wound up, I guess. I remember that part of it. He wound up doing some city work over in Cleveland.
There's this massive grave for John D. Rockefeller.
Yeah.
And not very far away, those little tiny little stones. Elliot Ness.
Cleveland. All right. Jimmy Carter has cast his ballot in the 2024 election. The Carter Center in Atlanta says the former president voted by mail Wednesday. His brief statement gave no further details. Carter celebrated his 100th birthday October 1st at his home in Plains, Georgia, where he's been living in hospice care. His son, Chip Carter, said before the family gathering that his father had this election very much in mind. Said his father had told him he was trying to live long enough to vote for Kamala Harris for president, and apparently he got it done. He lived that long.
Bless his heart. He's still kicking.
Interesting man. I mean, he came along at a time when people were really, really upset and angry about things in Washington that had happened with Watergate and so forth. And this guy came out of Georgia, a governor.
Yeah.
And
an optimistic outsider.
Low-key, he just kind of captured people's imagination. He said, I won't lie to you. And, you know, he had a very strong faith and he got elected. He only lasted one term, and he didn't deal well with certain problems, and he got out of the office, and then he got active with Habitat for Humanity, he and his wife, and wow. He's had a full life after leaving the office.
Certainly so.
Another great thing that he's done is he's got a commission that goes around the world, and when people are saying they're having a vote, well, he goes and watches the election to make sure they're no hanky-panky. He likes a clean democracy. 6:38, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's go ahead and take a look at the KNSS Commodities Update this morning with Tom Leffler. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. There has not been any cash cattle trade in our feed yards to establish a price trend yet. Wednesday, we saw a live cattle futures trade mixed on mostly an inside trading session, but they also closed mixed. Feeder cattle yesterday scored new lows for the current slide and closed negative. Feeder cattle have now scored their lowest trade of the past 8 to 10 sessions. Lean hogs traded higher yesterday and closed positive with some triple-digit gains. At the close, December live cattle 7 cents higher, 186.60. November feeder cattle 97 cents lower, 245.50. In December, lean hogs 247 higher at 77.70. And November soybean futures made a new low for the slide and closed negative Wednesday. December corn futures traded near Tuesday's low. The corn and wheat futures were able to close positive yesterday. In a flash sale yesterday, U.S. sold 1.6 million metric tons of corn to Mexico and 175,000 metric tons of soybeans to an unknown. Now this morning, November soybeans continue to make new lows for the current slide. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat 3 pennies lower at 5.85¾. December corn down 2½ at 4.02¼. November beans down 8¾ at 9.71¼. November crude oil 16 cents higher at 70.55. December gold $11.40 higher at $2,702.50. December S&P 24.5 points higher at 5,911.5. December dollar index 10 cents lower at 103.29. And December Dow Jones futures 64 points higher. 43,406. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hi, Tom. We had a super moon the past couple of nights. It's really round up. Have you seen it, the big full moon, sir?
Oh, you bet. It's really shining.
Talking about seeing a comet out in the western skies, have you seen that? Because I haven't been able to get out and look, but I haven't seen it.
I never even looked for it.
Yeah. Well, apparently, after right at dusk, you can see it over there in the west. If you see through the trees in my again, in my neighborhood. And if you're around the city, Ted says there's so much light around, you probably won't be able to see it very well either. So
I think you got to get out in the country.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Tom, thank you, sir. We will check with you again tomorrow morning here. with Steve and Ted. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities on the way. We've got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, going to talk about the enduring everything market.
He says it's like an everything bagel.
Okay.
The enduring everything market.
All right. Well, we're going to hear about that coming up with Don Grant here with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 6:46 now here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Cheney Lake water level down 6 inches the last month. It would take 26 billion gallons to refill it.
Two.
Former President Trump speaks at an all-women town hall meeting in Georgia.
One.
Vice President Harris sits for an interview on Fox News. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on our Thursday morning commute. Look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. Once again, I'm looking at the one at Kellogg and Rock. We have a water main break just north of that location. A water main break at the Olive Garden near Central and Rock Road, south of there. So once again, a water main break, utility crews there in the 300 block of North Rock Road. And this morning, you've had the report of a shooting in the 100 block of East La Mesa Street, South Derby, near 95th South and Highway K-15. The report of two women, one trying to take a gun away from another, and the woman with the gun ended up shooting herself during that struggle. So police on the scene there, South Derby in the 100 block of East La Mesa Street. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 71 degrees. Yesterday's high, just 64. Clear tonight, the overnight low 49, and then on Friday, sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high, 74 degrees. Now, a clear sky. We have a south wind gusting to 21 miles per hour. 42 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Microsoft releases its latest digital defense report.
Fox on Tech.
Just how bad are the cyber threats these days? Pretty bad, according to Microsoft. The software and operating system giant claims each day users of its products around the world are subjected to 600 million threats via computers and other connected devices. The figure is a key finding in Microsoft's Digital Defense Report for 2024. The report says most of the culprits are nation-state actors seeking financial gain, enlisting the aid of practiced cyber criminals using malware to collect both ransom payments and intelligence. And while IT infrastructure is often the target, they've also begun focusing on educational institutions, socially engineering victims, tricking them into giving over login credentials. But as these threats grow more intricate, cyber defense becomes more robust, using artificial intelligence to learn about and outwit the attackers. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Wall Street saw a positive close Wednesday amid better-than-expected profit reports.
Stocks ending higher and rebounding from yesterday's sell-off as investors digested mostly upbeat earnings reports from big U.S. companies including Morgan Stanley and United Airlines. Shares of Morgan Stanley surged over 6% after it joined peers like J.P. Morgan Chase and reported strong profits following a sharp increase in investment banking revenue. United Airlines stock taking off today, rising over 12% after reporting third-quarter earnings that beat Wall Street estimates. The Dow winners today, Goldman Sachs, United Health Group, and Visa. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Apple, and Microsoft. The Dow rising 337 points. The Nasdaq up by 51. S&P 500 higher by 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
It's the enduring everything market. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, here to tell us about that. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. It's kind of like the everything bagel.
Ooh.
You know, it's got it all on there, you know. Well, I've been trying to define the current stock market. There has been some volatility, the big dip in 2020, a couple of corrections in 2022, and then there was a month or so of downside in the second quarter of this year. But overall, we've enjoyed steady climbing upwards. The S&P 500 was at 2970 in January 2020. Now it's north of 5700. That's 92% growth in fewer than 5 years. What the heck's going on? Well, the Magnificent Seven companies of tech world have, been a huge part of the explosive growth of the past 5 years. But financials, consumer goods, energy, and manufacturing have all seen some great growth as well. Because of that, I call this market the everything market, and it doesn't seem to be fading. The Luthold Group, a research firm used by many asset managers, well, Jim Paulson is a senior advisor in that group. This is how he looks at the state of the American economy. Short rates are falling. Bond yields have declined. Money growth is rising. Fiscal stimulus has again expanded. And disinflation is still evident. And this is because of the new and overwhelming support expectations of a soft landing and should grow while both consumer and business confidence improve. So it's just everything's going on. It's tough to define what's really driving this everything rally. It seems like many different sectors of the economies have good reason to continue to rally. But demand for products and services seems to continue. Consumers have money, and they are spending. On the supply side, the number of publicly traded companies continues to decline. The number of publicly listed companies has dropped to fewer than 4,500 at the end of 2023 from more than 8,000 in 1996. That means institutional investors continue to chase stocks in spite of high valuations, because there's fewer to choose from. They're willing to take on more risk to stay invested. So that's also buoying the stock market. When will this end? Well, Paulson thinks it'll continue at least into next year. But that's one person's thoughts. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
Just as one measure of my own personal look is that my 401k has been gangbusters for about 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I cannot complain.
Well, actually it's been longer than that when you think about, you know, the big recession of 2008 and 2009. You know, it's really been kind of on a steady climb since then with a number of burps here and there.
A few burps, you betcha.
Yeah.
Today is National Get Smart About Credit Day.
Good choice.
It promotes learning about good credit. It's a national campaign where volunteer bankers help counsel young people on responsible credit habits.
Good idea.
I think it should be a part of every middle school and high school curriculum.
I agree with you 100%.
Think you don't have to have, I wouldn't say you have to have a semester course in it, but have somebody come in and do a couple of seminars and the kids have to go to it.
That's discriminatory against families that don't have money. So you can't do that.
You can't?
No.
That's your logic.
No.
Your logic's kind of weak.
No.
Fine.
You know, we actually did that. I was part of a group with Jill Docking, that the Financial Fitness Foundation.
Yeah, I remember that. You guys were doing that.
We ran around schools all over Kansas, and we actually got some of that curricula into the school system. So it's a good thing. And if you can break the habit, what happens is, you know, kids see mom and dad always in debt. Kids see mom and dad always with a car payment or something. And so they think that's the way we're supposed to do it. But it's good to see you every once in a while you break through and you break the habit.
I had a couple of good home economic, they were elective courses. I just wanted some easy credits, but a couple of those valuable courses I had. One was home and family living, where they actually delve into checkbooks and things like that.
Yeah.
Trying to teach us how to be responsible adults. And the other was boys' foods. Well, anyway, I know how to cook a little, just enough to get in trouble.
That's right, Don. He took a class called Boys Foods.
Boys Foods.
It was a very valuable class.
Why? That's discriminatory, too.
Yeah, you couldn't get away with that now.
Well, that was before we had any girls.
Okay.
There were no girls around there.
No, that was back when you couldn't, in your faith, you couldn't go to school with the girls at high school. Remember that?
I went to a Catholic high school, Christian Brothers, and it was an all boys school at the time. Now it's combined.
Go ahead. So why call it Boys Foods? Just call it Foods.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you 100%.
I'll tell you what. If we have right now that teacher, Ms. Wren, if she was here right now, she'd grab you by the nose and march you out the door. Little tiny woman. She put it up with nothing.
Probably wrap you on the back of your knuckles with a ruler.
She was tough. She was a great teacher. Anyway, there you go. It's good to be teach kids to be responsible with their money and how they do things.
Yeah,
I've got this twin granddaughters. I'm not going to say which is which. One of them saved a ton of money over the past couple 3 years toward whatever she wants to do, get married or whatever when she gets out of school. The other one probably doesn't have a nickel in her checking.
Well, she's counting on her twin sister to bail her out. Yeah, she's a smart one.
There you go. She's got a good idea.
Yeah, I'm going to go eat some girls' food, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a boys' muffin here in a minute. All right, thanks, guys. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning with Steve and Ted. Harris sits for an interview on Fox News. Trump speaks at an all-women town hall meeting. Those stories coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.